Two tweets this morning sum up the state of the 2020 presidential race. Joe Biden sent out, "Every vote must be counted." And then in all caps, President Trump tweeted, "Stop the count," as he tries to challenge the results of Tuesday night's election.
Well, once the dust settles, what lies ahead for the next president and really the country? Our political strategists join us now. Alan Stewart is a Republican. Bill Press is a Democrat. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you for having us.
Yes. So we see starkly today how divided this country is after a really long campaign that touched on issues including racism and police violence and economic crisis and how to manage this deadly pandemic. What's your advice to the next president on moving forward? Bill, I'll start with you.
Wow.
I know. Question.
Look, I think there are four things necessary, right? First is respect the process. Count every vote. I find it unbelievable that the president of the United States is asking states to stop counting votes. These are legitimate votes. These are Americans who lined up, who were mailed in, or who, you know, came in and voted early. Their vote, every single one of them is important. So respect the process. Two, accept the results. I've been a candidate. It was hard to accept the fact that I lost. But at some point, I think the president is going to have to do that. No sign of it so far. Once that's done, I think you have to agree the campaign is over. That's behind us. Donald Trump outperformed. He ran a strong campaign. Looks like he didn't win. But the campaign is over. Whatever. Whoever wins, campaign is over. And then four, get down to work. And, you know, I'm somewhat optimistic that with the Congress totally split, evenly split, it looks like in the Senate and then the House, that they're going to have to work together. And I know that Joe Biden, that's his MO, will reach across the aisle and try to get some things done. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that possibility. But Alice, what are your thoughts on this question?
I agree with virtually everything Bill said, because this is democracy. And democracy is a beautiful thing, but it sometimes can be messy and difficult and challenging and time-consuming, and we just have to be patient. We had both candidates barnstorming the country over the last few weeks, imploring Americans to get out and vote and saying, every vote counts, make sure you vote, your vote counts. Well, then we need to count every vote. And that goes with Arizona, we need to count every vote. That goes for Georgia, that goes for Nevada. Every vote, whether it was absentee, early, or on election day, those people deserve to have their voices heard. So I do take issue with this president calling for stopping the vote, because I speak with secretaries of state across the country. I used to be deputy secretary of state in Arkansas. They take great pride in their responsibility to ensure free and fair elections. And they vow to count every legal and every legitimate vote that comes into their office on time. And that's what we need to do for the Americans and for the American process.
You know, I want to ask you both. I mean, we're not finished yet, right? We know that Joe Biden is closing the gap in some places and Donald Trump is increasing his lead in other places. So it's so tight. But what we do know is that both sides seems to be shocked at how close it is. So, Bill, I want to start with you. What is it that maybe Democrats have to understand that they don't understand about a huge swath of Americans, given that Donald Trump got more votes this year than in 2016?
Well, I think Democrats have to do a lot of soul searching. And I also think Democrats have to do a lot of hard criticism and analysis of how their leadership screwed up on this. Look, the pollsters were wrong. The media was wrong, read it wrong. And the Democratic Party strategist read it wrong.
What did they get wrong?
What they got wrong is understanding that despite their dislike for Donald Trump or disagreement with his policies, that he is immensely popular. It's not 2016, I think we can say now, was not a fluke. You may not understand it, but it was not a fluke. As you pointed out, Robin, he got 5 million more votes than he did after 4 years with Donald Trump, 5 million more than he did in 2016. So I think Democrats misread the landscape and misread, and if I can quote George W. Bush, misunderestimated Donald Trump.
Well, with Alice, you know, on your end, it's, you know, the president and, you know, kind of hold up there in the White House, and many of his people seem absolutely in shock that he might lose. What is it that Republicans didn't get? And I'm thinking first about maybe COVID or threats to fire Anthony Fauci. I mean, what is it that Republicans might have to look at?
It was really difficult to look at the enthusiasm that they saw out on the ground in his last barnstorming tour of canvassing for votes and not see the tremendous enthusiasm he had with supporters out there. And he did. Thousands and thousands of people came out to see him speak. And those people, they truly would rock across glass to vote for this president.
Or catch COVID-19. Catch COVID-19, which many did.
That's a concern. That's a concern as well. And look, it's intoxicating, the feedback you get from the crowd. But the reality is the numbers are certainly much closer than they anticipated. And look, I think what's really important is Donald Trump might be a bull in a china shop, and he might be crass. He might be rough around the edges. But he does carry with him the support of virtually almost half of this country, and they like his policies, they like what he stands for, and they like the fact that he is a fighter and he's doing it now. And I think the Democrats need to make sure and look at what the exit polls show were important to voters, and that was the economy first, it was COVID and healthcare, and it was race relations. And Donald Trump tapped in to what those people were concerned with, which was economy and working to build a strong economy. And that cannot be forgotten with the next administration.
Well, Alice, I want to go back to something that Bill said, the need for a Congress that works together. Radio host Rush Limbaugh was on Fox and Friends this week saying that Republicans should not compromise with Democrats. Is it possible on critical issues, climate change, for what we're seeing in the makeup of Congress moving forward?
I hope that moving forward that the partisanship is put on the back burner and they are able to work together. But a lot of that certainly starts at the top with who is the president. And I am honestly encouraged by the words we have heard from Joe Biden, if he were to be elected, talking about stop treating our opponents as enemies. We're not the enemies. And what brings us together as Americans is stronger than what tears us apart. I hope.
But, you know, I mean, the reality is if Biden becomes president and the Senate remains in Republican control, I mean, the big question is, what will Biden be able to accomplish?
Obviously, that remains to be seen. But there are senators that were elected to the Senate for specific reasons that they will continue to, first and foremost, support their constituents back in their home districts. But there are a lot of issues like COVID relief. They cannot continue to kick the can down the road on important issues that are bipartisan issues. COVID is a bipartisan issue. And so there are issues they will stand their ground on, obviously, with Supreme Court. But other issues that are important to their constituents, they have to work across the aisle to get things done.
Bill, I hear you trying to get in. Yeah.
Yeah. Just for a second. Look, this is not that difficult. It shouldn't be that difficult for sure. In our lifetime, it's not that long ago that you had Trent Lott, Republican, Tom Daschle, Democrat, working together, that you had Bob Dole, Republican, you had George Mitchell, Democrat, working together. This can be done. I agree, and it has to be done if we're going to move forward particularly with the Senate split. It looks like 48-48. It could be a 50-50 Senate. But I think I agree with Alice, it starts at the top. But to me, the top, you don't have to worry about Joe Biden. This is his M.O. That's why so many progressives weren't happy with him, because he's too willing to compromise. Starting at the top means Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has to get out of this kick that he started with Barack Obama, saying our entire goal is to make sure that Barack Obama does not succeed. Mitch McConnell has to be ready to work with Chuck Schumer, and President, President Biden, and Nancy Pelosi to get things done. I think that's what the American people want. There are a lot of serious problems facing this country. Alice mentioned them, COVID and climate change and jobs. Get to work on those. That's what they should be doing.
It's so interesting. Couple things. Alice, I'm going to give you a twofer. Given that we keep talking about climate change and COVID, does the Republican Party have to stop rejecting science? And two, should President Trump stop these lawsuits and in trying to stop the election?
I have complete confidence in the secretaries of state across the country and in carrying out the election in a fair and accurate way. The president obviously wants to fight this to the very finish, and they have people on the ground that they have said they have seen irregularities and they want to challenge those. I personally feel it is best for the country to sit back, be patient, let the votes be counted. And if there are irregularities, absolutely bring them to the attention of the courts. But the most important thing is to be patient and let the votes be counted. With regard to science, you know, with regard to global warming and climate change, the president has been quite clear that a lot of what we're seeing from the Democrats is federal government regulations that were burdensome and really costly to American people. And it was right to roll those back, but also acknowledge what we need to do with regard to climate change.
Okay. Here and now, political strategist Alice Stewart is a Republican. Bill Press is a Democrat. Thank you to both.